According to research in this month's issue of the journal Pediatrics, some American children may risk not receiving the vaccine Prevnar. The survey says the vaccine's high cost is forcing some doctors to stop offering the shots. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
Since its approval in 2000, Prevnar has presented something of a paradox for pediatricians across the country. Prevnar is far more expensive than other routine childhood vaccines, but it's very popular. Researcher Matthew Davis says it's recommended for all children under 2 and for many under 5.
We think children's physicians have been particularly enthusiastic about the ability of Prevnar to prevent really serious diseases like meningitis and pneumonia, but also a fair number of ear infections.
Davis is an assistant professor of pediatrics for the University of Michigan's health system and lead author of the pediatric study. He says that while Prevnar is popular, nearly 700 doctors surveyed suggested there's a downside. It costs $200 to $300 for the four-shot series. Children insured under Medicaid get free Prevnar shots at their doctor's office or a clinic. The problem lies with children who are insured, but their policy doesn't cover some vaccines. In the past, when vaccines were less expensive, many doctors absorbed vaccine costs for those children. But Davis found that today, doctors, especially those in smaller practices, say they can't make that same gesture with Prevnar.
Physicians told us that they're more likely to refer those children to other locations where they could get vaccine provided by the government.
Davis says this makes some American children vulnerable. Some health officials say busy working parents don't follow through and go to clinics that offer free vaccines. And some states won't give the vaccine free to children who have any private insurance.
We do have a system that is fraying and a system that is fragmented. It's a patchwork system.
David Johnson was a member of an Institute of Medicine committee that released a report on vaccine financing last month. He's chief medical executive at the Michigan Department of Community Health. Johnson says that while childhood immunization is one of the public health triumphs of the 20th century, it's still undervalued.
The committee recommended that we ought to take into account what kind of benefit that there is, and that we ought to then be willing as a society to pay for that benefit.
Johnson says that instead of expecting physicians to continue absorbing the cost of expensive vaccines or counting on families to pay out of pocket, insurance programs should be required to cover vaccines.
Both the public sector and the private sector insurance plans.
Which Johnson says would require the government to compensate insurance companies for vaccines like Prevnar. Another option would be to expand the federal free vaccine program to cover underinsured children as well as uninsured children. But Matthew Davis, who did the survey of doctors published in Pediatrics this month, says that might make private insurers even less likely to cover the shots.
Another option is to more extensively consider the cost of children's vaccines before any other additions to the children's vaccination schedule are considered.
In Davis's opinion, that's the most realistic way to ensure that as vaccine costs continue to rise, all children will get the protection they need. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.